Hello, folks. This is the 23rd of April. I almost said September. Why do I do that? The other day I started to record something and I said, it's the 15th of October. No, it's not. Anyway, this is a day before the launch of before the delivery of some people's Apple Watches. I don't know anyone who got a date prior to May. I know a couple people whose deliveries were, you know, slated anyway to ship right away, but I will really be curious to see whose Apple Watches start showing up here at the end of April and the beginning of May. I'm really curious. Certainly not mine, because I didn't I didn't order, and I wish I had now. I fell asleep like an idiot. I had my alarm set and everything, but I slept through the first hour of the watch. Try that again. And slept through the first hour of the watch launch. And I did make it in by 1 in the morning to schedule my subsequent appointment to go in and look at them. And boy, what a shocker that was. But I didn't actually place my order. By 2 a.m. or so, I went looking because I was sitting on the fence about, do I want to spend the money? Do I want to spend the money? Of course, eventually, I certainly will spend the money. I'm, again, one of those people that thinks that wearable technology is going to revolutionize yet again, like mobile technology did, the way we use our devices. And so a lot of people are kind of scathing and looking at the watch going, what am I going to do with that? Well, I can tell you what I'm going to do with it, but not right away. Because when I looked at the delivery dates, they were already pushed back until June, at least for the two models that were within my price range. And that was the end of that. I thought, wait. And at that point, I didn't realize that we weren't going to be able to go into the store, albeit, you know, braving the crowds and at least take our chances at picking one up off the shelves in May. Come to find out that the ordering will continue in this way of placing the orders online, and they won't probably be available in the retail stores. And I'm sure if they are, they'll be sold out in a matter of minutes. So I'll sit on it and wait for a little while. I thought I got the first gen craze out of my system. I thought, oh, I'm going to want it. And when I saw it at first, my thought was, you know, I'm okay waiting just because this is the first generation. And I liked what I saw. The watch is definitely bigger and chunkier and a whole lot shaped a lot differently than I thought it would be. But I was impressed. I didn't quite think it would be quite so high profile, especially with Apple's propensity for making gadgets and devices so nice and thin. I thought, ooh, what happened? But I'm sure that will come, and at the expense of battery life, maybe, unfortunately, who knows. So I'll be really curious to see, as it evolves, how this pans out. But I thought 42 millimeters would just be horribly huge on my, you know, child-sized hands. I have wrists that are, you know, it looks really almost silly on my hand because my wrists are small, my hands are small. It does, it looks kind of, it's definitely very chunky and very high profile. I'm not one for costume jewelry, and I'm not one for big blingy gaudy in your face jewelry. So the watches I've worn to date have been very, very, very low profile, very tiny. So this will be something to get used to. And the weight really is a consideration. When you add the weight of the band to the weight of the watch, before you know it, you really do have kind of a heavy piece of kit there on your arm. So it, the sports band is fine. It's fine for my wallet, and it'll be fine for the weight too. I can't afford the band that I fell in love with, which is the modern buckle, for an extra $250. So I'll wait for the aftermarket version. Thank you very much. But I do think that with subsequent models, I would love to really invest the money in the stainless steel, but not right away. I don't want to sink that kind of money into something that I may end up upgrading in 18 to 24 months. I really want to see what the upgrade cycle is like. It's my hope that Apple will be able to, for a few years anyway, make the updates happen with firmware rather than saying, oh, we've introduced a new model and it actually has Wi-Fi radios. Well, this one does too, and it has this and that, and it can stand alone by itself, and it's 40% thinner. My biggest fear is I'll buy something that'll be obsolete. You know how that goes. So I'm trying to make myself wait. And I really thought after trying them on that I'd gotten it out of my system. But I'm so intrigued that I suspect by the end of the summer I'll find a way to rob Peter and pay Paul. Or maybe I'll have to rob Paul too. And scrape my pennies together. You know, those pennies that I need to scrape together. Maybe I have some pennies here that I can scrape together. And I'll be there for a while and make it happen. So the 42 millimeter is not nearly as bad as I thought it would be. It's a lot more square and actually wider than it is tall if you're looking at the face of it. And although it's high profile too, I can almost go for it because the 38's big also. And bigger screen, you know, more real estate, but that also translates into bigger battery life. And you know me, I like long lasting batteries, things that don't die quickly. So I'm trying to wait. It's less than 24 hours away now, and people will be posting their reviews. Sadly, the watches that I looked at were not yet. We had one demo there that was able to be none of them were running Siri when I looked at them, even the demo, so we weren't able to tell Siri to launch VoiceOver because it hadn't been established on Apple's Wi-Fi network or connected to Apple's Wi-Fi network. I'm not sure how they do that with the demo, since I don't think it's connected to an iPhone. So there must be some secret. Really curious how they end up enabling the demo models in the store. So if it can connect to Wi-Fi by itself, that gives me some hope. But we weren't able to do it. The models that we tested all had the little demo loop. But no Siri, just little haptic feedback and some sounds to indicate new text messages and stuff. So until tomorrow, I think, when they start really surfacing in the hands of the public, and we can get some real good hands-on thorough testing, we won't know much. But I'm so excited, and I don't even have one coming, and I'm still so excited. Whew. I think this technology is really going to revolutionize the way we interact with each other. It's changing how we socialize now, and I see this integrating us with our technology even more closely and more tightly. Of course, a good thing or a bad thing, depending on how we use it or misuse it. So we'll be curious to see, but this is a step in a direction that I personally have been waiting for technology to go for a very long time. So I'm off to a board meeting. It's early in the morning here. And I've discovered, you know, some people, they love to work from home. They aspire to work from home. And having worked in an actual office and work from home, I'll tell you, I don't mind traveling to an office, of course, unless it's pouring rain or nasty weather. But I kind of like going to a place, doing my job, getting out, getting it done, and leaving work at work. But the thing I really love to do from home are these board meetings and meetings, any kind of meeting. That is awesome. There's nothing better than sitting on your couch with your coffee, you know, meeting over Skype when you can do it from the privacy of your own office or your own home. It's awesome. I don't covet the work from home model necessarily, but boy, if I could transact every single meeting from home, I would do it because it's awesome. On that note, I hope you all are having a good week, what remains of it, and I will speak to you next time. If you manage to suffer through this, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.